Okay, this is Janice Reed. I'm an ANS 401 student interviewing Elder Nick Alokli from Akiok, Alaska. Originally born in Alokliok and raised in Dutch Harbor.
I grew up in a teenage year in Old Harbor.
In Old Harbor. Well, could you share with me some of what you remember as far as when you were growing up, what kind of foods that you ate, some traditional Native foods, and maybe any foods that were introduced, like rice or, you know, different, let's say, Western types of foods that you might have had in your diet, how these foods, your traditional foods, were obtained and maybe prepared and preserved?
Yeah, mostly we started with fish. All the fish, we salt them and dried them and smoked them. That was our main traditional food. Sea lion, we used to salt them. I could hunt seal any time. We used to get seal all the time.
The sea lion you can hunt all year long?
Yeah. There used to be a lot of them before. Now there's a good animal.
How would those, when you say salted, how would you do it? Would you cut, like, would there be large pieces or small pieces, or how would you prepare the seal?
Oh, you just cut them up in, family size pieces, like the ribs here. You salt them in a barrel, brine, salt in the water. Sit there. When you're ready to eat, you just take them out, boil them.
How long do you think it would take to soak them in that salt and the brine?
We keep them there all the time.
Oh, all the time? They'd be stored in the barrel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One time you take them out.
Okay. And then to cook them, you would boil them?
Yeah. The same thing with saltfish. You take them out. Saltfish used to soak them in fresh water overnight and let the salt get most of the salt out, and sometimes we eat it for breakfast, bread.
For breakfast. Saltfish, I've never heard of saltfish. How big do they get?
Pretty big.
Yeah?
Mostly we salt it. Silver. Cool.
Oh, you salt them. It's not a type of fish.
No. Catch them in salt. Cut them up.
I see.
Cut them up and salt them.
Okay, so coho and silver.
Coho is silver.
So you'd cut them up.
Yeah.
And salt them.
Yeah.
See, I don't know anything about fish. Not a thing.
You don't cut them up, you know, in pieces, you cut them up like, what do you call them? Just two sides.
Filet?
Yeah. Not really filet, just cut the bone off. Two sides. A lot of them like to salt the belly part, you cut kind of a fat-like. taste better.
Oh.
I used to eat that for breakfast a lot. So the fish used to make soup out of bottom. And the bottom were put fish in. Seed oil and that was a traditional one.
Seal oil?
We ate a lot of that. We didn't kind of fish with seal oil.
So you would add seal oil to the boiling water?
No, to the fish. I mean, I don't understand what you're eating.
Oh, I see.
Then you boil potatoes. Or if you have rice, you know, you eat rice.
And so the would you put the potatoes in the water?
Yeah, boil them separate.
Boil them separate? So you'd have boiled potatoes?
Mm-hmm.
And how about rice? You would have steamed rice?
Yeah, just boil the potatoes.
Rice. Did you ever make rice any other way or just with hot water? Just with hot water. Did you ever put anything on the rice?
No.
No? Just plain rice. Okay, so no, you know, some cultures will put soy sauce or
no, never
curry rice. Yeah.
Some curry. We started curry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we started curry.
Oh, really?
Like fish. Cut up fish length, you know, small pieces.
Mm-hmm.
We fried the fish first and put it in the frying pan. Fried, the batter, flour, you put curry in it. You know, depends on how you like it, strong or mix it up. Put it in the frying pan and stir it. They call it scramble fish.
Oh, really?
Like, just like fish gravy, you know, already mixed already.
And would you serve that over rice? Wow, that sounds yummy. Or over potatoes. Okay, so you used a lot of curry, you fried fish, and then when it was almost done, you'd make a batter of flour and curry. Put it in the pan and like scramble.
Yeah. It's like gravy, you know. Actually, it's gravy and fish.
So it's like a curry gravy. And serve over potatoes or rice. Mmm, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I wonder where the curry came from.
I don't know. Right?
Who introduced the curry?
I was in back then, but I used to eat a lot of clams. I do the same thing with the clams.
Really?
Yeah. That's right. Put in the pan to fry them a little bit. That's great, you know, curry or tasty.
Mm.
Especially those cockles. Those rough clams.
Rough clams?
Even butter clams, all any kind of clams.
How many kinds of clams are there?
Well, cockles and butter clams and razor clams.
And can you tell me what the differences are?
Butter clams are smaller and get them. You can get them and dig them out from the sand. But cockles, you have to make sticks and pointers and go along the beach and to poke around. If you see a squirt, there's a clam there.
Oh, I've seen them do that on the coast in Oregon.
Dig it out. Where's your plant? Sandy. After you shovel. Because they're fast. Once you feel your shovel, they separate down. When you're trying to grab one, you can't get it out.
Oh, they burrow down into the sand
yeah.
Further?
Yeah.
Oh, they're fast.
Good at it.
When did you do that? Did you do that as a kid or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I should be shown out at that. Right, the point that all sand. Go down there. Tight, so tight.
An Alitak?
They call it Sandy Beach.
And that's where you get the razor clams or all of them?
No, just razor clams.
Razor clams. And during low tide?
You get butter clams all over. There's an island. The hoarders get cockle right from the village.
At the Akia?
We don't in the morning car. I don't think there is they put the sewer down in the water.
That's too bad. So you can't get, those were the cockle clams?
Yeah.
That you were able to get lots and lots of them in Akiak before the tidal wave? But after that, when they rebuilt, they built the sewer there?
Yeah.
Put the sewer lines in there? So now there's no cockle clams available there at all?
If there is, wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No, because
oh, because of the sewer. But there's nowhere else?
No, not
that I know. Oh, I can't believe that. Huh.
I know there's places you could go, but that's the only place I knew where I could go.
Mm-hmm. And so how, besides pan frying the clams and adding curry to them and eating them like that, how else would you make soup or?
Yeah, you could make tea.
Clam soup? Yeah. Could you make clam soup out of all three types
yeah.
of clams? And so you just boil the clam?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how about clam chowder? Did you eat clam chowder when you were living in San Francisco, and how was it compared to your native clam chowder or clam
yeah,
soup?
That's
terrible, huh? So their clam chowder was too thick, and yours is more watery? Uh-huh.
Milk.
Where you come from?
Yeah.
You would use milk? When you made the chowder?
Yeah. Not all the time.
Just sometimes when. Where'd you get the milk?
In the cannery.
Can? Is it? Was it canned milk?
Yeah, canned.
But you never used in vegetables, not like they do corn and
no.
celery and stuff like that. Potatoes, rice, stuff like that.
Rice, potatoes, a little macaroni.
Oh, macaroni.
I don't like vegetables in my clam chowder.
You don't like vegetables in the clam chowder?
Just make it kind of sweet down there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, I just don't like carrots for some reason.
Oh.
Even my two boys don't like them.
Huh.
When I have carrots, you know, I just put them aside.
Yeah. I'm that way like peas. So you could have clam cooked in the curry, kind of pan fried. You'd have clam soup, clam chowder, or just eat clams.
Mm-hmm.
Just boil them and then just eat them?
Yeah.
by themselves? Steam clams, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could put them in the oven and steam.
In the oven?
Yeah, I think that juice, you could just drink the juice.
Oh. I've never eaten clams before.
Yeah, I used to go down to clams. I used to eat them raw.
Really?
I still like them.
Hmm. How do you get them out of the shell?
Put a
what in there?
Oh.
What's the biggest clam?
Huh?
What's the biggest one out of these three types?
Razor clam.
Razor clams?
They're long. You know, it's like that picture of
that. Hmm?
It's like that picture of that.
I don't know if I saw it. Oh, wow, that is a big clam, huh? Holy cow.
You can see the suction. It's all right down the side.
Oh, yeah.
And when you catch them, you can't hold them because they're strong.
Strong?
Yeah.
Hmm. So they're the hardest ones to get a hold of then, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. Let's see, so are there any other ways of preparing them? How would you preserve them if you go out clamming?
Every little tide you get them. Put them away on there. I guess you could probably freeze them after you clean them all up. But you have to take them off shell.
So you'd have to shell them? And then freeze them. Clean, shell them, freeze, clean them, and then freeze them.
Package.
So this might sound like a stupid question, but how often does the tide, is there a low tide?
Every day.
So you could virtually you can get clams every day?
Yeah.
Wow. How much of a part of your diet are clams?
About 40%.
40%? That's a good percent. But that was how, when do you think? More long time ago?
Yeah.
And then, so could you list for me the different kinds of fish?
The best one is a red salmon.
Red salmon is the best?
Yeah. Sockeye, you call it.
Sockeye?
Or worm, and they don't get soft as fast as the other. Better quality. And your meat is more red. Stage red, looks nice. Good.
The meat is red and it stays red
except after they go down fresh water, they turn white.
Oh, so you want to get them before they get into fresh water, right?
Yeah. Sometimes there's red run the reds too. You can get them in the spring or you can get them in the fall.
When's the best time to get them?
Spring? Yeah, or June, no. In September, they get the year running in.
So June until when?
Until September.
Well, if spring's the best time to get them, so that would be like spring is June? See, and that's so crazy because springtime here is, well, yeah. June through September. Okay, so that's red salmon.
First restaurant started getting being heard of some part of the island. You get them earlier. The May until September.
Uh-huh.
One time I fished from June, I fished till September 25th.
Really?
And there's still red salmon, silver, big run, they call it.
Uh-huh.
And the next better quality, I mean, quality of fish is coho, silvers they call it. Silvers they call it, some call it coho.
So, those are, the reds are the better quality though, right? So the better quality of the silvers or the coho are when?
Usually it's fall.
Usually fall.
Well, you can get them all summer long, you know, all, but you don't get it as much. Get most of it in the fall. So you salt them, salt them. A lot of work, you have to put the split. Hard on your back.
Hard on your back, splitting them all?
Yeah, it's good. Sometimes it's good, 100. The next is dog.
Dog salmon? Chums?
Yeah.
Dog is kind of a derogatory term, huh? So why is it not a very good
No,
why did
the dogs they got stripes in the body. I mean, when they're brand new they look like reds. Push one to me. They turn the color like stripe, a different color. That's not bad quality.
Uh-huh.
Dogs, they call them, they call them because they got big teeth.
They have teeth?
Yeah, they got big ones.
Oh my gosh. A salmon with teeth, huh?
Especially when they go in the fish water, they get bigger on their nose type.
Oh, I've seen pictures of that kind of. I always wondered what kind of a salmon that was.
Yeah,
kind of ugly.
Yeah.
That's the dog salmon, though, huh? So their nose turns down.
Huh?
Their nose looks like it's hooked on the end, huh?
Yeah. That's right after they go to fresh water.
When it goes into fresh water.
And the color of the meat changes and all the fishes. Really light. The salmon stayed pretty red for a while, for a long time.
Well.
But it's so expensive, you know, you first time buying. That's why it's a better quality, that's why it's so expensive.
Oh.
Especially over here in Copper River.
Uh-huh.
Red salmon. Crazy.
You ever go fishing there?
No.
No.
Too far.
Yeah. Yeah, when I lived in Idaho, they have certain times a year when they'll have a big sign at the store where you can buy fish.
Mm-hmm.
Big sign that says Copper River, Alaskan Copper River fish or salmon are now in.
Yeah,
real expensive.
Ship them out right now.
Okay, so we have reds, silvers, dog salmon or chums,
and
pinks.
Humpies.
And when are those harvested?
From the beginning of September, I mean, June till September. Mostly we get a lot of hump fishing around August.
around August.
Yeah, they have very good quality. That's why I'm so cheap. Nobody want to buy them anymore.
Oh. Why are they not as good of quality?
They get soft right away.
Oh, I see.
It's soft.
That must have been what my husband caught last summer. It was pretty soft.
Yeah,
we took it and had it smoked, and it was just real soft.
Yeah.
My mom told him, oh, that's not a very good fish. So during this time that you would catch pinks, would you get them, or would you just pass them up and say, no, I don't want any,
no.
I don't need those,
no,
or
just take everything.
Take everything,
catch, yeah.
Whatever you catch. And so you're catching them in a net.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What would you do with those?
Well, they buy them, you know, but they don't buy them at home.
Oh, so you're talking like commercial purposes.
Yeah.
So how about for your own consumption?
Oh.
If you were to take, would you even do anything with pinks? Like?
Oh yeah, no, you just take everything.
Uh-huh.
And spread them, dry them, the best dry them.
So because the pinks or the humpies are not as good of quality like the red salmon, so the red salmon, how would you eat that compared to how you would eat pinks?
Red salmon, we wrap them up and, you know, like, they call it grand wrap.
Uh-huh.
Maybe grease them. Maybe throw for silver spoon. They do that to them, they grease them.
Well, see what, so you could have like Esther brought to the potluck. She had like I think they were like fillets, like salmon steaks, and she baked them in the oven.
Yeah.
And that was real good.
Yeah, no, that's what we have a lot down there. It's when you make smoked salmon, some, you know, you dry it just a little bit.
Uh huh.
Then you could put it in the oven and it's good.
So smoke the salmon,
uh-huh.
And then you dry it a little bit,
yeah.
And then you can bake it in the oven.
Yeah.
That was so good, I loved it.
We call them sikyak.
Sikyak? Huh. And so you would do that with red salmon because it's a better quality, or silvers. But you wouldn't do that with the humpies then.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, you cook it the same way. See, I didn't know like what I was getting.
Any kind of fish you could do that.
Do that with. So would you ever chop it up and mix it with mayonnaise and have, you know how modern like the tuna sandwiches are?
Oh, yeah.
You do that too?
Oh yeah. After you boil it, you know. My wife likes it like that. I have leftovers, she just take the bones out and make it with mayonnaise and have it for sandwich, put onion.
So leftovers, huh? Boil it, take the bones off, boil it, mix with mayonnaise.
Onion.
And have sandwiches. Okay, pinks, pinks, chums, silvers, reds, any other salmon? Okay, so we've talked about three different types of clams, four different types of salmon. So what else would be?
Well, earlier, sometimes it was trout.
Trout?
When you get them, you fry them right away.
Pan fry?
Yeah. And you eat a lot of sea urchin. And much a knockout do you have like that?
About 3 inches.
Yeah.
Diameter, 3 inches round. What are those?
Pokey, green pokey stuff.
Uh huh.
Green. You just eat them. You just open it, open it up, and just eat that yellow stuff in there. You don't have to cook them. You just eat them raw.
What is it? What texture is it? The yellow stuff.
It's almost like milky, you know, and sweet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is. Some of them are really sweet.
Like a pudding? Or yeah, or thinner than that?
No, it's better. Better sweet too.
Just dig it out with your fingers and eat it? And it was kind of sweet, huh? Sea urchin.
My dad used to like it. Used to have fresh bread, you know, and sea urchin. Bread and butter.
Uh-huh. Oh, put it on the bread?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Make a sandwich out of it.
Oh.
But we never used to make a sandwich. Just eat the bread and sea urchin.
And you could get those anytime?
Yeah.
All year round?
Yeah. Well, when the tides are out.
When tides out. So, trout, those are freshwater fish, right?
Yeah, fish. They don't get good minerals. Just quite, you know, for the springtime, you could get a trout. It was safe. Before the salmon started hitting, hit before salmon. Trout you couldn't get any time.
Now, would you put those like in the flour and salt and pepper and then just pan fry them? Yeah, that's how my grandpa probably ate those too.
We ate a lot of, increased a lot of. Element.
Mm.
Codfish. Like cod. Pretty tasty. I'd rather eat codfish than element.
You'd rather have?
I'd rather eat codfish than element.
What's the difference?
Crabfish can be better for you.
Oh.
For me.
Uh huh. Well, it looks like my time's up.
There's black cod.
Really?
The black cod's really rich. Kind of oily, like. Real good, too.
When would you get those?
Oh, anytime you could. Sometimes when you get them in the same.
What's that?
You get them in the same sometimes.
What's that? Same?
For same. You know, big same that, you know, like I was telling you about 200 vitamins a year for fish. You can get some of those.
Oh, in class, when you're talking about subsistence? I was gone. I was in Anchorage that day. Yeah.
You can get them anytime.
Fish them anytime. And what's the difference between black cod and cod?
Black cod is more rich and kind of oily like.
Uh-huh.
And cod is very rich.
Oh, it tastes better than the black?
To me, some people like the black cod. It all depends on
their. Yeah.
It's like halibut. My wife likes halibut. I like cod.
Yeah.
She don't like cod.
Yeah, like for tuna, I like mine in water, you know, canned in water. And some people, my mom likes hers canned in oil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of the same difference. Well, Nick, my time is up. So we still have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
And I haven't, I wanted to talk to you more about the seal, the sea lion, and more about seal oil, and any other traditional foods that you can think of how they were prepared or preserved or what were available to you. So if you want to think about that until we meet next week. Fish heads?
Yeah,
any fish heads?
Yeah, we saw fish heads.
Maybe I'll put a note here and we can talk about fish heads, because I would like to learn more about how those are prepared too. My grandpa, who was from Guam, he loved, that was like a delicatessen for him. He loved the fish heads. So, okay, well, thank you for sharing with me today, and I look forward to talking to you again on Friday.
I'll take that.